The Word of God provides principles and lessons that are relevant to our daily living. Join Reverend I.T. Madura as he does an exposition of the book of Hebrews and explores lessons you can practically apply. May you be transformed by the Word of God as you study it.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to an exposition of the book of Hebrews, lesson number 12, looking at chapter 11, part 2. I've titled this lesson, Exposition of Faith and Examples of Living by Faith. We began lesson 12 yesterday and we looked at part 1, where the writer introduces the subject of faith, not necessarily introduced, but defines it after encouraging the believers to continue on their journey of faith and not to draw back. He then covers the definition of faith and began to look at examples of men in the Old Testament that walked by faith. The examples of Abel, who gave an offering by faith. We looked at Enoch, who walked with God and he was not. The writer continues to look at Noah, who built an ark by faith. He then moves on to Abraham, who is the father of faith. Looks at Sarah, who conceived by faith. So the journey on an exposition of the subject of faith continues. And today we are going to do an exposition of verse 23 to verse 40. Then I'm going to give you five lessons that we draw out of this portion of scriptures. Now, verse 23, the writer shows how the parents of Moses were motivated by faith to hide Moses as a baby. Now, the context of this is that is in Genesis, Exodus chapter 1, chapter 2. When Moses is born, it is a time when Pharaoh is persecuting the Egyptians. The Bible says, and there arose a Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. Or you could put it that one who did not recognize Joseph, because it was impossible for him not to know Joseph, because Joseph had been a great leader. But it was a Pharaoh who did not recognize Joseph, and he was threatened by the rise of the Israelites. So he decided to put an edict or a decree to say every male child of the Israelites must be killed. And he told the midwives to make sure when a child is a boy, the child had to be killed. If it was a girl, the girl would live. But the midwives, they feared God and they disobeyed. But when Moses was born, the Bible says the parents saw that he was beautiful and they decided to hide him. Now, this could have led to their death, because if they had been caught, they could have been killed by Pharaoh. But by faith, they hid Moses. Now, they perceived, when the word said for he was beautiful, it was not just natural beauty, but he was beautiful in the eyes of the Lord, because he carried great purpose and destiny as a deliverer of Israel. So they were able to overcome their fear of the king and hide Moses. Verse 24 to 26, he then reveals Moses as a man of faith whose decisions were influenced by faith. Now, when you look at the Bible, not many times you find Moses connected to faith. He's connected to prophecy, he's connected to the law. No, if you don't hear much about Moses and faith, but here the writer exposes that whatever Moses did, he did it by faith. It was faith that empowered him on the journey that he took. Verse 24 says, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. This was Moses. When he came of age, he made a decision, being born in the palace with the privileges of the palace, not necessarily born in the palace, but raised in the palace, because he was taken as a baby from the river and Pharaoh's daughter. So he knew the luxuries of the palace. But at a certain point, by faith, he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter, choosing to suffer affliction with the people of Israel, who were the lowest of society. But he saw that his identity was more than the gold of the palace. His identity was in God. And that identity came by faith, and he took a decision by faith. Verse 27 to 29, the writer shows how Moses overcame fear through faith and instituted the Passover also by faith. He goes on to look at how Moses led children of Israel to cross the Red Sea on dry land, and then Pharaoh was then drowned when the sea closed up on him. All this was by faith. So you see that the journey of Moses was by faith. So when he left Egypt, there was a warrant for his arrest because he had killed an Egyptian man. But he forsook, not fearing the wrath of the king, and went to Midian. And he came back when God sent him, this again by faith, end of the 10 plagues. The 10th plague, he was told to institute Passover, the placing of blood on the doorpost. And this also required faith. You can imagine believing that just by putting blood on your door of a lamp, you'll be preserved from death. And just that step of faith, Israel's firstborn were preserved. Angel of death came. But in Egypt, there was wailing and crying because all firstborns had died, of people, human beings, and also of animals. This was by faith. And also he exercised faith when they crossed the Red Sea, because God says to him, stretch out your hand. And as he stretched out his hand, the sea divided. And that was by faith. And Israel had to walk. Imagine water on this side. But by faith they walked on dry land. And by faith they prevailed over the mighty army of Egypt, which was a superpower of that day. Verse 30 to 31, the writer tells of how by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, the harlot, was delivered. Now, it then further connects. After Moses came Joshua, who took over to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. As they enter the promised land, the first barrier is Jericho, right after they crossed Jordan. And this was a fortified city which had high walls and thick walls that could not easily be penetrated. But God says to Joshua, tell the children of Israel to march around the city once every day for 7 days, and on the seventh day they should go seven times quietly, and on the seventh time they should, at the blowing of the trumpets, should make a loud shout. When they did that loud shout, the walls came crumbling down. All you see here are people who walked by faith and obeyed the instruction of God. So the walls came down by faith. But before the walls came down, Joshua had sent spies into the city of Jericho just to see how the city was and how the people who and they were. Already they had heard about Israel and what God had done. So they go into a house, and that house was the house of a prostitute called Rahab. And she says to them, I've heard of the great things that God has done for Israel. And the whole city is afraid. So the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So when she heard about that, she believed in God. And she tells the spies that they are secure. And then the spies say, when we come, make sure you hang a red scarlet by your window. When we see that scarlet, whoever is in your house shall be saved. And you see here who, a prostitute, disregarded in society, under mistreated, one that is shunned. But she believed, and her and her household were saved because of her faith. Rahab is found in the genealogy of Christ. Why? Because of faith. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, verse 32 to 35, the writer summarizes how men and women of God of old did great exploits by faith. Now, the writer runs out of superlatives and words to go person by person, giving examples. So he just then sums up and says, and what more shall I say in verse 32? For time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, of Barak, Samson, Jephthah, also David, Samuel, and the prophets. All these men of faith who did great things for God are summarized just in one verse. He says in verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched fire, the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the enemies of the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. Oh, what a blessing. So we see here men who did great exploits, women who did great exploits throughout the Bible. So when you read the Old Testament, you see the journey, that you see a journey of faith. So that is why you see that even Christ is hidden in the Old Testament. And that is where the men of God saw Christ from afar and believed at him from afar. The end of that stage, some did not even want deliverance, for they wanted a better resurrection. You see, the theme of better and superior runs throughout across the book of Hebrews. We have seen the better high priest. We have seen the better blood, the better tabernacle, the better sacrifice, the better covenant, the superior covenant. Christ superior to Moses, to Joshua, to angels. Here we see a better resurrection, which they looked for. Verse 36 to 38, he then reveals how others endured persecution by faith. Verse 36 says, still others had trials of mocking, scourgings, yes, of chains and imprisonment. 37, they were stoned, they were sawn into two, were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. Hallelujah. Verse 39 to 40 then concludes the chapter, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith. All this, all the lists that we have been looking for, looking through the exposition, all these were able to obtain a good testimony through faith. Nothing else, nothing can give a good testimony, nothing can give a good report except for faith. It is faith, it's what's done through faith that gives us a good testimony before God. The verse continues, did not receive the promise. Verse 40, God having provided something better for us, better again, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So these guys who lived in the old covenant, the shadow of the new, did not receive the full promise that they were anticipating, because they could not be perfected until we arrived, those that would have been washed by the blood of Jesus. The things that they saw from afar that happened to us, then together God would then establish a fellowship of the saints, both from the old and the new. And this is then what God had prepared for us. Then the two are made one, and we are perfected in Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Five lessons that we draw out of these verses of chapter 11 as we looked at part 2. Number one, faith empowers us to overcome fear, the fear of man. Faith is a force, Vazalwan. It will empower you. It is said by psychologists that one of the greatest fear that people have, a phobia, is the fear of people and the eyes of people. That's why many people have a fear of public speaking. They are afraid to stand in front of people because they always saying, what will people think of me? What will people, if what if it goes wrong? What? And people freeze. Why? It is a fear. It is a phobia. Now, faith empowers us to overcome the fear of men. Because if you are paralyzed by the fear of men, you cannot do anything for God. That is why the parents of Moses, who were Levites, were able to overcome the fear of the Egyptians, the fear of Pharaoh, and they hid Moses. Verse 23 says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents. What a blessing. If you are a parent, I want you to hear me. Your faith can deliver your children. Your faith can make a difference in the life of your children. The faith of the parents of Moses was the difference of life and death in his life. It is very important that you believe. And when you believe, especially for your children, on behalf of your children, the faith of Mary and Joseph delivered Jesus from the hand of Herod. When they heard the voice of God, they listened and they went down to Egypt. So the faith of a parent can overcome even on behalf of their children. You can overcome your fears through faith in Jesus' name. Number two, faith helps believers to make spiritual decisions, to identify with Christ. What a blessing. You can only identify with Christ by faith, because there is nothing physical. You have not seen him physically. You have not met him. You don't know him after the flesh, but we know him spiritually. So it is faith that gives us a relationship with Christ Jesus. It is faith that makes Christ come alive in our hearts. It is faith that gives us the confidence to identify with Christ, even when the world is saying it's foolishness, even when the world is saying this is craziness. We know and we can identify with Him because of our faith in Him. Verse 24 says, by faith Moses, when he had become of age — that word of age is a type of being born again, where you come to the realization that you're a child of God — refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It was by faith that he stepped out of the natural into the spirit. Number three, faith gives the ability to move forward against limitations, and it helps us defeat demonic plans. Moses and the children of Israel were able to move forward because of faith, even when the Egyptians were chasing after them. For once, they were able to receive deliverance when they obeyed the Passover by faith, killed a lamb, each household, took the blood and applied on the lintels and doorsteps, and they were delivered and left Egypt. For Pharaoh said, go right now, and they left with the plunder of Egypt. And when they got to the Red Sea, it seemed like they were limited, but by faith, God says, why are you crying to me? Tell the children of Israel to move forward. So faith caused them to move forward even when there are limitations. Despite the limitations, despite the barriers that could be there, despite generational limitations, despite economic limitations, educational limitations, your faith can rise above those limitations. And faith has the power to give you victory over demonic plans. Pharaoh continued to pursue the Israelites into the Red Sea, but God had made it into a setup. When Israel had closed, the waters came back and Pharaoh and his armies were drowned. May God drown your enemies. May God drown the demonic forces and plans that are against your life in Jesus' mighty name. Number four, faith is not a respecter of persons. It works for anyone who obeys the word of God. Faith is a spiritual law. If you use it, it will work for you. It doesn't matter where you are born. It doesn't matter where you live, whether you come from Cholocho, you come from Duchwa, you come from Dande, or you come from Lagos. No matter where you come from, faith can work for you. It is not a respecter of persons. You see that in the life of Rahab, a prostitute. I think there were more dignified people in the city of Jericho, but they did not receive salvation. They were not delivered because they did not apply faith. But here is a prostitute who had faith to receive the spies and faith enough to send them away and protect them that they may not be found. And through her faith, her household was delivered. Your faith can deliver you and your household. If you believe, even in a season of difficulty and challenge, even in a time that we are in now, where things are going crazy and there is this pandemic, lives are threatened, incomes are threatened, jobs are threatened, you can still believe God, and God can turn around your situation in Jesus' mighty name. The last lesson, lesson number five, our faith in Jesus Christ will sustain us during a difficult time. I don't know anything better than having faith in Jesus when you go through trying times, when you go through challenging times, when you go through persecution. One thing that can keep you going when you are attacked left, right, and center, the Bible says, though we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. Why are we not crushed? Because our faith in Jesus, our faith in the Lord Jesus, He who overcame the grave, He who overcame the cross, will help us also to overcome. So in trying times and difficult times, it is our faith in the Lord Jesus that will help us to go through those challenging times and to come out victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. One of the things that Jesus prayed for when he prays for Peter, he says, the enemy has asked to sift you like wheat. I have prayed that your faith may not fail. Now, people have heart failures. People have kidney failures. But one thing you should know as a Christian and as a believer, never have a faith failure. Once your faith fails, then you are defeated. So I want to pray for you today that your faith may not fail in this season. Lift your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what a powerful exposition of faith. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we hear your word, our faith is being stirred up. Our faith is being enlarged. Our faith is being empowered. Father, I pray for the faith of the hearers and those that have joined and are connected to this exposition of the book of Hebrews. I pray that their faith may not fail. I pray that their faith may be strengthened. I pray that their faith may be strong in trials, in difficulty, in challenges. May their faith be established in Jesus Christ, our high priest. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. What a powerful time in the word. I believe you are strengthened, you are edified, and you are exalted. Let's continue again tomorrow as we look at lesson 13. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this lesson. We believe you have been exhorted and equipped. For more Bible lessons, connect and follow Reverend IT Matura on innocentmatura.podbean.com.